Good game. Good team win. Guys played physical. Started fast, especially with the defensive play there, and that was good to see. And I thought Brandon came out in the second half, and we played well offensively. So it was a good team win.
What adjustment did you make? Because you looked so smooth in the third quarter offensively.
Yeah, we just came in at halftime, and we felt like there were some things that we hadn't called yet, and we felt good about those plays based on what Tennessee had been doing in the first half, and if they stuck to their game plan, maybe these things would work, and that's what we decided to do.
Not just to get this win with everything that is at stake and resting right now, but to come here and almost shut this team out and really to enforce your will, especially in the second half.
Yeah, I mean, it's important. I think anytime you come on the road in the division and you get a win like this where you really you play a really good game, where you dominate defensively and offensively, you're playing, with a new quarterback, basically, and you come in here, special teams was better today, which was important for us. And so I just give a lot of credit to our players. They prepared and they were ready to go this game.
What does it say about Brandon that he's able to, on a short time of preparation?
Brandon Whedon? Yeah, he's a professional football player. He comes in every day to work from the day he got here. He puts in extra time. He's a really good passer of the football. He throws a really nice ball. He works extra with the receivers and the tight ends and the backs to kind of get the timing down. And he did a nice job for us today.
Warriors healthy. Is he still the starter?
Yes.
Last year you guys hit 9-7. And then last week, you win, but you had to have a couple other teams lose out. You're so close to getting to the playoffs. What would it mean to you guys after starting 2-5 to make the playoffs?
Well, I think it's, I think it's a long season. I really think it's a long season. I know that it didn't start out the way any of us wanted it to, but I think that the guys in that locker room, give credit to the players in that locker room. They stuck together. They kept working. We have a very hard-working football team. And, at the end of the day, the only thing we need to concern ourselves with is what we do, how we practice, how we prepare, and how we get ready for the Jacksonville Jaguars. We got to turn the page here. This game's over. We'll review the film a little bit, but we got to move on to Jacksonville, who's a much improved football team since the last time we played them. So it's a big game for us, and we're glad it's at home.
What's been your impact on the team turning around from 2-5?
Say that again?
Impact on the team?
You'd have to ask the players that, John. I'm not.
How would you like your impact to be on?
Just try to coach the team. Try to do the best I can to coach the team every day, every week.
Do you have an update on Jadeveon Clowney?
I think he's all right. Yes. Yeah, I think he's all right. I think he's all right.
You talking again about George and the job he did?
He does a good job. He spends a lot of time with them. I know he and those guys, I think they were in here on Christmas. I know we were all, a lot of us were in here and working hard, and the quarterbacks were in here. So, I think the guy puts a lot of work in. He works extremely hard, and most of the time he spends with the players, with the quarterback, and I think the players respect that, and he's done a good job with these guys.
But when it comes to Hoyer and Whedon, do you have to see if you clinch tomorrow night? Because there's a shot you guys clinch tomorrow night. Maybe rest Hoyer so he can play in the first game in the playoffs. I mean, do you start to factor that stuff in right now?
I think we have to play to win. Mm-hmm. I think the bottom line is we need to win. I don't think we can look at any scenario, this scenario, that scenario. I believe that we need to play to win. Houston Texans, every time they take the field, need to play to win. That's what I believe.
What was the plan for Daniels?
What was the plan? I think you saw it. That was kind of what it was. I mean, it wasn't always pretty, but, he just got here a week ago, and so – I think we need to give that one time. I really like BJ. I think he brings an element to our team that we need, and it's competitiveness. It's kind of a different skill set. He can do a lot of different things. He only did one or two things today, but he does a lot of different things. He can play receiver. He can return punts. We didn't ask him to do all those things today, and good guy to have on the team.
You put a lot of trust in him for being here less than a week.
Pro football player, John. You know that. You've been around a long time. I mean, when they're getting paid to do these things, that's what they get paid to do.
Bill, you've watched DeAndre Hopkins all season. What do you think of his performance today on top of all the other ones he's had?
Hopkins? Yeah, he's had a really good year. At times it's probably been frustrating for him, because they have double-teamed him and different teams and try to take him out of the game. And he just keeps grinding. I think he works really hard. He's one of our hardest working players. He's always out at practice, so he never misses practice, hardly ever in my 2 years here. And that makes a difference. When you're always out there at practice and you're working, doesn't matter who the quarterback is, you're always working and you're putting the time in, and it's paid off for him this year.
With all the changes you've had at quarterback, offensively, losing Aaron Foster, how essential has it been to have DeAndre? And he's really been your go-to guy since week one, and especially his last 2 games.
Yeah, he's a big part of what we do. I mean, he's an excellent football player. He can do a lot of different things at the receiver position. He can, you know, obviously chunk plays down the field, jump up and catch the ball, but he's become a good route runner. He's got great hands. He's smart. You know, he can do some things that help us in the running game. You know, sometimes the coverage is kicked towards him, and it helps us in the running game away from him. So he understands all those things, and he's done a good job for us.
What do you say about him that he's been able to have a success no matter what quarterbacks?
Well, I think it says probably something about him and the quarterbacks that he's played with, that they've all adapted to him, you know, that they've been able to come in here and know that, you know, he's one of our better players, and they better get to know him pretty well in the passing game. And then he's adapted to them, and he talks to them. They communicate all the time. They put in extra time watching practice film, watching game film to make sure they're on the same page, and I think that's a credit to both groups.
In terms of your defense overall, and Jackson and Dennis setting the tone early for you as well with that play.
Big. It was really important for us to come out here and start fast, you know, and I think defensively to come out here and get that turnover for a takeaway for a touchdown was huge for our team. You know, it really got us going, and that's what we talked about all week, was being able to come out on the road and start fast, not dip our toe in the water and see how cold or hot it is, but to get going right off the bat, and I think that's what the guys did.